Hi, David Dye and Talia Schlanger here.
Hello.
In our effort to keep up with what is happening musically today, we are going to explore yacht rock, a genre that flourished originally in the late 70s and early 80s, featuring the smooth stylings of, on one coast, the West, people like Kenny Loggins, Michael McDonald, Christopher Cross, and the East, you can throw Daryl Hall and John Oates in. Or that's what we think. We're actually going to establish all the rules of the sea as we talk with the sole arbiters of the genre that they invented. Janie Risner and David Bean Lyons are here, who, along with Hollywood Steve, first established yacht rock with a series of hilarious YouTube videos starting in 2007, and they now host the Beyond Yacht Rock podcast that, among other things, explore what is yacht or nyacht, how to keep it between the buoys, so to speak, when discussing this music. I'm throwing in as many nautical things as I can. Hi guys, welcome. It's too cool for us to be on the boat today, but what marina are you guys berthed in?
From the shores of Lake Michigan.
Yeah, we're both West Side Michigan fellas.
Oh, okay. So naturally, you would love yacht rock because you're not too exposed to it.
Well, it also creates this this idea of escape and this dream of being on a yacht somewhere warm when you're shoveling snow in the winter in Michigan.
Absolutely. Well, let's go back to the top. Set up the genre for us. What are your definitions of yacht rock?
So yacht rock is really smooth pop music that was produced mainly from the late 70s to early 80s with the same sort of studio musicians and producers involved in all of it. It's a very incestual scene. And these are all the elite studio musicians making this great pop music that was reaching the top of the charts around that time. So you got like the Doobie Brothers, Kenny Loggins,
Toto,
Christopher Cross. These are like the big front guys having yacht rock hits, but the guys behind the scenes are really what makes yacht rock what it is. It's easy to define yacht rock by what it is not, which is very simply arranged folksy stuff that a lot of people mistake as yacht rock. So it's not like yacht rock is not music you'd hear by a campfire. It's not Gordon Lightfoot. It's not the Eagles. Yeah. It's got a lot of jazz and R&B influence, and without that, it's nyacht rock.
There's also a common misconception that just because it's about a boat or the ocean or sailing, that is yacht rock. That is most definitely nyacht true.
Right. So in deciphering what is yacht rock and what is nyacht rock, as you guys have coined it, you have a very elaborate Yahtzee scale. Am I saying that correctly?
Yachtsky, he's a Polish fellow.
Yachtsky, inventor of the Yachtsky scale. Can you break down the scale for us? How are we ranking songs? What are we looking here?
Okay, so we're looking for the personnel involved. We're looking for the sound. Is there that jazz and R&B influence? We're looking for where it was produced. Are these Southern California guys? That helps. It's not required, but it helps. And really, there's also just a sound that it's hard to put your finger on. We call it like the Doobie Bounce is important. So we just take all these things into account and give it a number between 0 and 100, average our 4 ratings out, and we get a really accurate number from that.
Well, surprisingly accurate.
What about lyrics?
Oh, lyrics. It's important that lyrics are sort of like obtuse. They're not straightforward, what I like to call love letter lyrics. Yacht rock artists were interesting and they were great poets, and so they aren't just writing songs like, "Hey baby, I love you so much, won't you be my lover, baby?" Yeah, that's not going to be a yacht rock song. A yacht rock song is going to be like a Steely Dan song where they're just weaving some weird poetic lyric that you can't quite wrap your head around.
And mentions of fools certainly don't hurt.
Oh, yeah, lots of fools. These are foolish people. It's never people successful in love. It's very often fools.
Yeah, a fool in love, what a fool might believe.
Can you give us an example of a song that's as close to 100 as possible on the Yahtzee scale? And explain why it scores so high?
You know, we haven't gotten a perfect 100 yet.
Ooh. We haven't.
I would assume What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers is probably the high bar.
Yeah, that's up there.
But But what else was
sailing,
super high?
Sailing by Christopher Cross was way up there. I think that was 95, 96.
Yeah.
If it's over 90, it's quintessential yacht.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm interested here. Those are things that you kind of seem to have to agree on, but there must be songs that amongst the four of you who actually do this that you might disagree on. Are there things that, what's the ones where somebody was in the 20s and somebody was in the 80s or something?
One good example that comes to mind is Smooth Operator by Sade. No need to ask, he's a smooth operator. I gave that, I thought that was just barely yacht rock. I gave it a 51, and everybody else was below 50 and pulled it back to
Whoa.
The sub-50 level of the Yachtsky scale. Because it's a British band, it's more sultry than smooth.
Doesn't have the personnel.
Yeah, so...
Oh my goodness, I had brought that one in as a question about where are the women in yacht rock, and is Sade a yacht rocker for the song Smooth Operator? But I guess what we're saying is she's on the cusp or she's in yacht.
She's in yacht.
Ugh. Yeah. There are several women in yacht rock. Mm-hmm. We actually did an entire episode about the women of yacht, which is one of our most popular episodes.
Well, who's in?
Well, we had, Carol Bayer-Sager.
Uh-huh.
Was in Nicolette Larson.
Amy Holland, who's Michael McDonald's wife.
Yeah.
just by association, via marriage, she is a yacht rocker?
No. She has a couple bona fide yacht rock songs. And the thing about women in yacht rock, especially women out front, is that a lot of them are artists who sort of dip their toe into yacht rock, and they're not there all the time. So, like, we found a great Diana Ross yacht rock album called Ross from 1983.
There were a couple of Kiki D. Toe dips.
Yeah. Dusty Springfield was on our countdown of Women of Yacht.
And these aren't women. Did Carly Simon get on there?
She did because of the Doobie Brothers song that she co-wrote
recorded
herself.
That's right.
You guys are sounding far more serious about this than I consider. is there any irony involved here? Do you like the genre?
We have no choice but to like it.
Yeah, at this point it defines our on-air personalities.
When you become obsessed with anything to the level that we're becoming obsessed with this, it takes all the irony out of it.
How did you first become obsessed with the idea of categorizing yacht rock? What did it for you initially?
Well, as music nerds, we all tend to categorize our music. Every record collector has their own way of putting their records together to sort of, this is this part of my life and this is this. But I think the first time I met JD, we were flipping through records at his house, and I think I came across a Dio album and held it up and I said, hey, you and me could be real good friends.
Mm-hmm. Dio is not yacht rock, by the way.
Yeah, in case you were wondering. Yeah. He falls on the side of yacht.
For me, when I started to hear Michael McDonald sing background vocals in different songs, it was kind of a funny thing how often he turned up in the 70s. He was sort of the background vocalist of the 70s. And once you start to see, he's background vocals here and here and here, and he's a Doobie Brother. And then, this guitar player for the Doobie Brothers played with Steely Dan over here. Whoa, look at all these Steely Dan guys and who they're playing with. And then you realize that the scene's there and you hear similarities in the sound. And boom, you got yacht rock. And when you've got like a quintessential sort of yacht rock looking album like Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina's
Full Sail,
that's a great yacht rock cover for an album that's not really that yacht rock.
No, it's more folky.
Yeah. Interesting. Do you hear from the artists you've categorized?
Not directly. Occasionally, they'll pop up in interviews. Like I know that Michael McDonald said, our videos were delightful. It was almost like getting a note from a stalker.
Because we got things so right.
Yeah, because it's like eerily right.
Hunter, our guy, another one of our friends in the podcast, Hunter got to meet Steve Picaro of Toto, one of the great Picaro brothers who were all over, studio musicians all over yacht rock songs. And then we recently did a podcast episode on the songs of Holly Knight.
Yeah.
She's a great songwriter, and she reached out to us and thanked us. That was a thrill.
Yeah. It's a lot of the artists have, like the guys from Ambrosia, have been very forward in saying that we helped their later years of their career because they go on yacht rock tours and things like that. We're just happy they know who we are.
Lead singer player gave me a hug.
Yeah.
Thanked us for the series.
Yeah.
We're working again.
Well, you've brought them to the For You, and you've created a genre that now, you know, has its own Sirius XM channel. It's got a Spotify playlist. But up until now, you guys have been the authorities, the sole arbiters of this genre. Are you worried that someone is going to come along and usurp your berth in the yacht rock marina, so to speak?
Not really.
Who would? Yeah, who wants to put this much work into it? I know Brody Jenner, professional celebrity DJ to Yacht Rock Day in Palm Springs at some pool, and I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
How come he doesn't invite me?
He didn't earn that.
But, you know, I think our foothold is strong now. I think enough people know to turn to us, where if people are misguided in what Yacht Rock is, we are made aware, and we can yell at them.
Well, you know,
from the safety of our own studio.
Now that we've heard your guidelines, we wanted to play a little game of yacht or yacht. And hearing your guidelines, I'm not sure anything is going to pass the test, but we wanted to play a few things for you. So if you're up for it, you probably know a lot of these. Let's start with this one, just to get your vibe on this.
Ooh.
I like that bounce.
Yeah. That E-piano right off the top?
Uh-huh. It's not bad. Electric piano's important.
Hmm?
What is this song?
I'm
terrible at recognizing songs.
Well, it's got sailing in the title. It's If You Should Sail by Nielsen Pearson.
Yes, it's absolutely yacht rock.
Yeah, Nielsen Pearson's a stalwart.
Yeah, this is actually a song that this is why it's familiar to me. We do a yacht rock bone throw. We throw a bone to yacht rock fans at the beginning of every podcast, and we did this one once. This is one of the rare examples of yacht rock where it actually is about sailing. It happens every now and then. Yeah, Nielsen Pearson, they're very important yacht rock session guys who got together and formed a band. You'll see them playing in a lot of yacht rock songs. This song's great. I don't know the exact Yachtsky number. We're not all here to give it, but it's up there.
All right.
80.
Yeah, wow, that's
mid-80s.
That's great. And that's from 1978, kind of at the heart of the era, as you guys define it.
Yeah, that's the bullseye.
Well, here's one from 1976. I want to see if this is at all controversial.
I don't like those space noises.
Yeah, the space sounds right off the top kind of take you out of it. And 76 is a little early, but... we're going to keep an open mind for Proto Yacht.
Proto. I love that.
Well, it rhymes with Toto. You can say Proto Toto. You sound real smart.
I don't know. Does this guy get a little extra because he's actually from Malibu?
Is this Ned Doheny?
Sure is.
It is.
Nailed it. Yeah.
We just did a Yacht and Yacht on this. And this is an interesting song because it has a space noises. And it has this acoustic guitar driving it. But then later on, the electric piano kicks in. Electric piano kicks in. And that percussion, that guitar becomes percussive. It's not driving the song so much. So we said this was yacht rock. I forgot the exact number.
I think this one was maybe low 60s on the Yachtsky scale.
Mm. Yeah.
So the guitar, it's a little too guitar-y?
A little too acoustic guitar-y, yeah.
Yeah.
And a little bit more...
I'm sorry?
Oh, no, go on.
Acoustic guitars generally take you out of it because it creates a little more of a folk feel.
Mm-hmm. Aha, so we're looking for more of a funky sound with the guitar for it to be yacht rock.
But not too funky.
Yeah, if the guitar can be percussive or more melodic...
Well, no. What about the lyrics? I mean, this is pretty darn direct. I mean, get it up for love.
Yeah.
Hey, how do you know? There could be a lot of subtlety and a lot of nuance. We don't know what Ned Doheny is getting up for love. You know, anything.
Yeah, he could be getting out of bed.
Yeah.
For love. He could be getting just excited about love. It doesn't have to be. I think he's being a little clever there. Uh-huh. It's not like, I'm gonna see you because I love you. That would be like, oh, I can't wait to see you. I love you so much. Oh, this is get it up for love? I don't know what that means.
Although if you compare it to the album cover, if I'm recalling this correctly,
yes,
it's just him being his naked body being hit with water.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well,
not as subtle.
Let's try something else. And I'm not going to let you. I just wanted you to hear this and see how it fits. I won't tell you anything.
Interesting. Right off the bat, is that pedal steel?
I think it is, yes.
California's gonna kill you soon. California's gonna kill you soon?
Yeah.
Some dark, sarcastic lyrics.
Yeah. The beat's wrong. It's a modern beat. Is this a modern song?
Pretty modern. 2013.
Yeah.
It's definitely soft, but I don't know that it's smooth.
You don't hear that chorus of women singing in a lot of yacht rock, that like angelic chorus. This feels like a modern day attempt at yacht rock. That it does a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Upon further reflection, we may be able to give this a rating above 50.
Wow.
I'm not exactly sure. I'm not feeling it.
Okay. Yeah, it just something seems off, and I can't quite put my finger on it. It's like maybe a little sad.
Yeah.
A little depressing.
Well, it's those are great adjectives for who we're talking about. This is that was Iron and Wine, actually, from 2013 album called Desert Babbler. But yeah, I thought that might be off the scale.
Is sadness a melancholy definitively not yacht rock?
No, it's completely how it's done.
Yeah, yeah, and that was sort of just done. It was kind of sad sack, wasn't it?
Yeah,
yeah.
If there's a doobie bounce to the sadness, it's okay.
Exactly, oh, you
gotcha.
Get it.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Well, okay, we got one more to play for you, and this is completely contemporary. And I wanted to play this band for you.
Ooh.
Hmm.
It's coming around again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm feeling this one.
Yeah. This is real nice.
Yeah.
This is like the spirit of Jeff Beccaro on drums.
Right.
Nice and tight.
Oh. Yeah,
the electric piano is hot.
Yeah, like in the beginning there sounded like a bit of a country twinge.
Mm-hmm.
Like maybe a little more southern yacht.
But sometimes we have that in yacht.
Yeah,
rock.
Yeah, it doesn't take me out of it.
I like this one. I'd say this song's yacht rock.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Oh,
this is completely contemporary. It's two guys who call themselves Young Gun Silver Fox. They're from the UK, and they called their album West End Coast because, you know, they're from the West End of London.
Mm-hmm.
And the album is completely a tribute to yacht rock. So it's interesting. They got some of the things right, according to you guys. That's good.
Yeah, well, if they're calling their album West End Coast, it means they're familiar with West Coast music, which was sort of the original name of yacht rock that we weren't aware of.
Right.
And then yacht rock is sort of, if you want to find definite yacht rock music, all of West Coast music fits. And then almost all of West Coast music fits. And then there's a couple outliers that are more yacht rock than West Coast.
Well, is yacht rock a genre with a future?
I mean, I hope it comes back. I love listening to it. It's a genre based on excellent musicianship, care in the studio, great songwriting. Please, study yacht rock. Make more.
Yeah, if that last song you played us is any indication, I certainly hope so.
And what about your future? How far can you take beyond yacht before the wind leaves your sails and you're becalmed in a Bermuda Triangle of musical obscurity?
We started this podcast about a year ago, and we've just been enjoying the heck out of it, and you know, we'll keep doing it as long as people keep listening.
Yeah, I mean, when you're making up arbitrary genres of music, you can make up any genre you want.
And you can't be wrong.
I got this, hey, here's a genre of music with the word the in it.
Yeah.
There we go, there's a genre.
Katrina and the Waves.
Yeah.
J.D. Risnar and David B. Lyons of the podcast Beyond Yacht Rock. Thank you guys so much, and keep on sailing.
Well, thank you so much for having us. And keep the fire.
Keep the fire.
Or the water?
No, keep the fire. It's a Kenny Loggins song.
And album.
And all Yacht Rock devotees say it to each other so that they know that they're the real deal.
Oh, how embarrassing for me. I'm a total yacht. Keep the fire.
Keep the fire, Talia. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.